Good morning. It's time now for The Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. And here are your hosts, W.K. and Ken Boyce. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marty.
Good morning.
In our studios today is Marty Marlin, counselor with us at Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, W.K. Boyce, and of course myself. Good morning, everyone, and hope everyone had a good weekend.
I did.
It's been a great weekend. It's a beautiful day here in the Ozarks. If you are joining us and you'd like to share this program with someone, please give them a call and tell them where they can find us, AM 560.
Have them turn on the radio.
That's essential.
It's an inside joke. We had someone call the station going, "Are you on the air?" "Well, yeah, as far as we know." "Oh, my radio's not on." That'll do it every time.
Yeah, that's a real clue. If you'd like to call in this morning and talk to us, we're going to talk about stress, holiday stress to be specific. You can call us at 862-9977 or 800-375-0056 or star 56 on your cell phone.
If you're listening in the area and you're like, "You know, I've heard you several weeks now. I wish my friend could hear this." Tell him to go to Springfield MFI for Marriage and Family Institute, springfieldmfi.com. There's a radio microphone there on the homepage. You click that, and during this time, that is a live link into KWTO studio. So anywhere in the country, anywhere around the world, if you want to have them listen to the show, tell them, check it out.
You know, we have people listening all across the nation. We right now know that our website and radio program is being listened to and viewed in about 12 foreign countries. So for those who may be listening to Canada or Great Britain,
Australia, Saudi Arabia,
even Ethiopia has contacted our website.
Wow.
And we have a lot of people that are listening to us. We'd like to say hi to those people who may be in some other countries listening to our program.
I also want to say thanks for telling your friends about us. We hope you enjoy the show. We hope you enjoy the program. And that you find something every time you listen that will help in life. Something you can take back and go, "You know, I can use this every day of my life from this moment on."
You know, there's something that we're looking forward to this time of year is Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's.
And it is officially kicked off. Halloween is now here. The kids are already trick-or-treating. So every 30 days, a major event.
A major event. And you begin hearing Christmas songs in the mall and in Walmart, Target, and other stores that really kind of want to put you in the mood to buy gifts and to really grow our economy this time of year. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. But it's a very stressful time of the year. We know that we've been talking about stress and the effects of stress on our body, on our emotions, on our mind, and in our behavior over the past couple of weeks. Maybe we can just need to refresh what some of those symptoms are, how stress affects us, and maybe what we can do about it.
We talked about a lot of physical and mental effects that stress has on us. It affects our memory. It creates indecisiveness, our inability to really concentrate on what's going on, trouble thinking clearly, poor judgment, those types of things. Stress also has physical manifestations on us, things that happen to us physically, from headaches to backaches, muscle tension and stiffness just in general. Diarrhea, nausea, dizziness, have all kinds of issues with sleep, whether someone's just completely exhausted or cannot sleep just with all of the worry that's on their mind.
Happens to a lot of us.
Oh, happens to a bunch. Weight gain during this time. Now, everyone seems to be really worried about, oh, here comes Thanksgiving, here comes Christmas, all the goodies. And, of course, the 5 or 10 pounds that Santa Claus brings and leaves under the tree. Well, you know, he has to spread it around, too. But also, we have those that lose massive amounts of weight due to stress. So there are so many things that just in the short term, stress can affect us physically. We've also talked about what this can mean over a long term, because a lot of these things, during this time of year, we're already under stress. We're under chronic stress, and now we're pushing the limits. This time of the year actually adds to what many people are already suffering from, and you end up with major bouts of depression, not just what you deal with every day of your life, but during this time of the year, that really comes on and starts to be heavy.
Yeah, especially this time of the year. Stress is really insidious. We don't realize how much stress we're under until we actually begin to feel some of the symptoms that you just described, Ken. And we say, where in the world did this come from? Okay. But it's insidious. It builds and builds every day. And unless we are aware of it on a daily basis, unless we can really attack it on a daily basis, then we don't really handle it well. We're not coping well. For many of us, we're not coping well. And there's really three main trigger points of holiday stress that can really lead into a depression. Just very broadly, share these 3 points. One is just relationships. Relationships can cause turmoil and conflict or stress really any time. But tensions are often heightened during this holiday season. Family misunderstandings and conflicts can intensify, and especially if you're all thrust together for several days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have all kinds of family coming back in, kids, grandkids coming in. We're going to aunts or uncles. We have a lot of people thrust together for a few days that normally aren't together much.
Right. Just the routines change.
Absolutely. Yeah. And everybody, after about 2 or 3 days, begins to get on each other's nerves.
Uh-huh. It can sure happen.
Oh, my.
No matter how much we love each other and are glad to see him, it's like, oh, glad when it's over.
You know, the second one also are finances. Like our relationships, our financial situation can cause stress at any time of the year. But overspending during the holidays on gifts or travel or food or entertainment can increase stress as you try to make ends meet while ensuring that everybody on your gift list is happy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a real dynamic. That's a real tug and pull on most of us. And to know that perhaps we don't have to make everybody happy, we're going to talk about that today, about how we can really approach that in a different way. And the third are the physical demands. Just the strain of shopping and attending all these parties, social events, and preparing meals really can wipe you out.
Yeah, it leads to a lot of extra fatigue that we may not normally be subjected to.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why we need to take care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we'll talk more about that in just a moment. You know, feeling exhausted increases stress, creating a vicious cycle. Exercise and sleep are good antidotes for stress and fatigue, can take a backseat to chores and to errands. And we have high demands, stress, lack of exercise, and overindulgence in food are all ingredients for holiday stress. So these three areas, relationships, finances, and physical demands, are three main areas, broadly speaking, that we are going to be talking about more today. What really brings on these holiday blues? You know, we talk about the holiday blues. You know, Elvis sings, "I'm dreaming of a blue Christmas." I don't think it's what he had in mind, but that's what a lot of us have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the causes?
Well, it may bring up losses that we've experienced, maybe some fairly recent, others that go back a ways, but it triggers memories of that loss.
Yeah.
And that can be difficult to handle at times, or can just lead to some sadness or even depression. The loss may be something that is even more current. For instance, I think about our military families who have loved ones overseas, or even stationed somewhere that they can't get home or go be with them for the holidays. And of course, that's a constant source of concern. But when you don't have them at the holidays, then I think that longing can increase, just because that is a time we typically think of as families and getting together.
And that is very tough. Even for the military members that are stationed away, when we're out and away from our own families, there isn't any one place that we'd want to be more than being at home.
At home.
Mm-hmm. And the stress that's on both sides of that relationship is incredible.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially this stress can increase if we are expecting that person perhaps to be home, that there's a possibility that they might get to come back home. Just the anticipation of that can be stressful, but if there's a disappointment with that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And sometimes it's the not knowing, like, will they get home or not? Just even that, not really knowing for sure what to plan on or what to count on.
That happened to me several times while I was in the service, of making arrangements and saying, okay, well, we'll be home at this time, and our orders changed. We weren't home at that time. We were sent somewhere else to be able to take care of another issue that came up. So,
yeah. And those things that are out of your control. You know, and one of the things we talked about as far as things being stressful in our lives are, how much control do we have over this situation or over this event, over this fact?
Mm-hmm.
And the more control we have over things, the less stressful it is upon us, just our perception of it. And the more we feel like it's out of our control, the more stressful it can become for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to evaluate, how much control do I really have in this, and come to some kind of conclusion with that. Because so many times, especially our children, and we're going to address children here in a minute, but especially our children have high hopes of mom or dad being home, or being able to go over to their house perhaps, and either because of separation or divorce or hospitalization or military service or whatever the reason, just not going to be possible. And so the sooner that they know what can be expected realistically, then the less stress that they will have.
Right. And I think it helps if you can be matter-of-fact about it, too. It doesn't mean that they can't see that you're sad or disappointed, that maybe you're not going to be able to be with the person that you'd hoped you could. But if you can be matter-of-fact that, you know, this is how it is, mm-hmm. so we're going, you know, maybe try to think of some other ways to remember that person, to include them, just so that the children understand that Santa can't always bring everything that we want.
Yes, that is so true. And to be able to say that, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have this Norman Rockwell image of Thanksgiving and of Christmas when families are together. You know the pictures?
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one to live up to.
Oh, my. You have Norman Rockwell Thanksgiving and Norman Rockwell Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Families are together and there's big smiles on everybody's face. There's a sense of it's real warm and cuddly and cozy. And not all families are like that. Some families are kind of cold and prickly.
Mm-hmm.
And there's tension in the air and all kinds of stuff go on. And when that expectation isn't met, as far as what the event is going to be like, it can cause a lot of stress.
What was that Chevy Chase film where they had bought the farmhouse and had moved to this little community?
Christmas Vacation.
No,
that was another one.
That was another one, yes. But he had gone to live in this farmhouse and everything just went in the toilet. He and his wife's relationship were gone. They were separating and going to go ahead and get a divorce. And so to try to sell the property, what did they do? They handed out Norman Rockwell magazines to everyone in town and said...
They did. That's right. Yeah.
And said, for every act that someone does similar to this, we'll pay you $100 or whatever it was.
Right.
And
maybe now.
The mailman that would fly by and throw the mail just out the window and it'd scatter... walked up to the door and rang the doorbell and said, oh, here, by the way, here's a fruitcake, you know.
Yeah, it was just, everything became the opposite
everything
of what
became
they
were,
had really been experiencing. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, and so many people have that image of Thanksgiving and of Christmas.
That's what it has to be.
That's what it has mm-hmm. to be. You know, cue the deer. Here mm-hmm. comes the deer across the line. You know? Oh, yeah, that was a great movie. With a great story, a great moral. But if that is our image of Thanksgiving or Christmas... then we need some more realistic expectations because most of us do not have a holiday like that. And one of the reasons why we wanted to address the stress of holidays in October is so that we can kind of prepare for this.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these things take a lot of preparation and preparing not only ourselves, but others as well.
And over the past couple of weeks, we've talked about stress. The first one were, what are some of the signs and symptoms of stress? And we talked about everything from tension, headaches, that type of thing, to... over chronic stress, heart conditions mm-hmm. that we develop, both male and female, they develop it from different kinds of stress, but we both end up suffering from heart conditions from it. The fact that we lose brain mass, we lose brain matter due to stress. That stress actually kills mm-hmm. parts of the brain, and that they've been able to check that out via MRI. Again, what you were saying earlier, Dr. O'Connor in this piece said that people do not realize what kind of stress they're under. When asked point
many
blank,
times that's right,
many
yes.
times they don't. So the first series that we were discussing was the symptoms of stress. The second one last week, we discussed what is our response to it. And this week, we're just kind of trying to get some real down-to-earth, concrete things of how we can cope with it, how we can manage it, how we can minimalize it, and really enjoy the holidays for what they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
To be able to enjoy that family time, to be able to enjoy the season, no matter what that definition is for your family.
I'd like you to get this image in your mind. One of the best illustrations I know of stress that I've ever seen is actually a cartoon where there is a wading bird that has a frog in its beak. And the frog's mouth and head down to its shoulders, down to the front legs, are in the beak or in the mouth of the wading bird.
Being swallowed.
Being swallowed, yes. But the frog has reached around and grabbed hold of the wading bird's throat and is on with a death grip. And the caption underneath says, do you think you've got stress? That image is like so many people that I and Marty and Ty and Leslie work with that are just stressed to the max. And they finally realized, I'm in the mouth of this bird and I've got to hold on or I'm going to be swallowed whole.
Right.
What do I do with this thing now? You know, which happens first? Does the bird let go? Does what is stressing us end, or do we do something to compensate and begin to cope with that stress, whatever the stress is in our life. I'm telling you, Thanksgiving and Christmas can be a big waiting bird. It can be a huge, huge bird. And we need to know how to cope and how to manage more effectively the stress in our life.
One other description was, you know, being at the end of your rope. Just, that's it. I've got no more rope. What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
You tie a knot, hang on, and give us a call at the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Be able to make a decision. We've ended the show several times, every time with it. It's your choice. Make it a great one.
Mm-hmm.
It is our choice. We have the ability to make a difference and to change the way we act, the way we respond, or what we're doing.
Yeah.
And we have to make that change. We have to make the choice to do something different.
Yeah. You know, the emphasis of that tagline at the end of our show, and it's really a principle of life, is that we are only victims if we choose to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is a choice. It's not what happens to us, it's how we respond to what happens to us.
That's right. There's a wonderful handout, it's attitude, by I think it's Charles Swindle, but he talks about how the longer he lives, the more convinced he is that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it.
Excellent.
Yes. Oh, wow.
And it really comes down to attitude. But now, the other day I was reading something else, actually by Dr. Laura Schlesinger, that kind of brought in another element for me that I hadn't really thought about in this terms. Our attitude is very important, but sometimes we think we have to have a change of attitude before then we can change our actions. But that's not a rule. It doesn't have to be that way.
Oh,
sometimes
no.
We just have to change our actions, and then the attitude will catch up.
The old saying, we can't will a feeling?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can change behavior, and then the feelings fall along behind the behavior.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to join us this morning, phone numbers are 862-9977, 862-9977. If you're outside the area or if you're listening via the internet and want to give us a call on our dime, feel free to call us toll-free at 1-800-375-0056. If you have questions about things that are happening in your life, stresses that you're under, now the anticipation of the holiday season coming up, and what do I do because this person's not here, or this person has passed away, or our relationship has died, and our kids don't know what to do, give us a call. If you don't want to talk about it on the air, and some people don't, some people just cannot come on the radio, and that's fine,
mm-hmm.
Give us a call at the office, 882-6767. If you need to grab a pen one more time, 882-6767. Talk to Stephanie there, and she'll set up a time we can come in and talk and make plans of how to be able to deal with the holiday stresses as they're coming up, to be able to sit and discuss what's going on with you and be able to have that helping hand, that knowledge that you need to be able to get through this time.
Yeah. You know, it helps to have somebody to be able to talk to that will listen and actually hear you say, there's too much month at the end of the money. I don't know how I'm going to make these bills. I don't know, much less bills for Thanksgiving and Christmas and all the expectations. I don't know how to handle this. How do I set a budget? How do I really set realistic expectations for myself and for my family and the extended family?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or I've just learned that I've got 30 relatives coming in on me for Christmas, and this is the first time in our house, and I don't know what to do with all of them. And so just a lot of stress, a lot of pressure. It can help to have somebody to talk with. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the ways we can take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
It's just giving ourselves permission to talk to someone who will understand, maybe can help you prioritize, help you figure out what's doable, what isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Examine your expectations. What's the basis of them? Can they change?
Yeah, is it okay to change them?
Mm-hmm.
Because what we're talking about is, in many ways, changing family traditions. Or we can't follow through with the family traditions the way we've always done it before.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to give ourselves permission to change some things that are more realistic where our life is today.
Right. I mean, how many of us just really stop and ask ourselves, when we get all caught up in these holiday activities and chores, do I really want to be doing this? Maybe there's something better.
And often there is.
As we approach the bottom half of the hour, if what you're hearing is going right through your mind, you went, that's exactly where I'm at. Anytime you want, this show is being recorded as we speak and will be archived later on today at our website. You can go to springfieldmfi.com. I was talking a moment ago about the two previous shows that we did, mm-hmm. about the effects of stress, our response, and now coping with holiday stress. If you'd like to go back and you go, you know, man, I wish I could have heard that. go to the website. There's a radio archive link. Go to springfieldmfi.com, springfieldmfi for Marriage and Family Institute.com. Click on the radio archive. On that radio archive are the links of the previous shows. Listen to them at your leisure. They're edited. They just come right across on Media Player. It's very easy. If your life is weighing you down, if depression seems like that would be a vacation if it was just depression, give us a call at the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. We'd like to help. 882-6767. We'll be back.
TOMA. T-O-M-A. Did you know you have one? This is Ken Boyce, Marketing Director for the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute and co-host of the radio show, The Life You've Always Wanted, heard here each Monday morning at 10 a.m. What's your TOMA? Let's test it. Don't worry, here are the answers. Bill Gates, Coca-Cola, and the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Test? Who's the world's richest man? What's the number one soda company? Who can save a marriage, even lift depression? Congratulations, you remembered. That's TOMA, Top of Mind Awareness.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows.
Oh, can't you picture Norman Rockwell? That is such a Norman Rockwell song. Most of us think of our holidays just like that. That's how we want them. And many times that is not the reality. That's what we're talking about today, is how that causes stress within us and our families when we have these expectations. And this half of the hour, we want to talk about how to cope with holiday stress and depression, and really how to help prepare our children for this as well. Some of the tips for coping with holiday stress, again, are very practical. These are things that we can do. All of us can do most of these. One is to make realistic expectations for this holiday season. What is the reality here? What is realistic? And to be able to set realistic goals for ourselves of what we really want to do this Thanksgiving and Christmas, and perhaps even over New Year's. Marty, what are some of the other expectations and coping tips, just in general?
Just in general?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think definitely set realistic goals for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's those expectations. Are they realistic? Can we conceivably manage this in the time and the resources that we have available? And pace yourself. Don't take on more than you can handle.
Oh, that's a big one.
Very much so. A lot of us begin to think we're Superman or Superwoman, you know, at the holidays, but it doesn't really work that way. It may be important to make a list and prioritize your activities. Don't put all your energy into just one day. Again, that goes back to kind of pacing yourself.
Yeah. We can spread that holiday cheer.
Absolutely.
Really over about 6 weeks period of time.
Right.
Yeah.
And just remember to live and enjoy the present.
Oh, that's so important. Just so important.
I think that's one of my biggest pet peeves with the holiday season is that people stress themselves out trying to get everything done without really taking the time to enjoy the moment, to enjoy the season, and enjoy being around. We have Jim and Branson. Jim, good morning.
Jim. Good morning. This stress is all artificially imposed upon us. Madison Avenue gives us their perception of what Christmas should be. And I don't operate that way.
You don't operate that way?
No, I don't. Beginning of the year, I take a look at what holidays I'm going to participate in. Luckily, all of our birthdays for grandchildren are later in the year.
Yeah.
So as I go through the year, I buy a birthday present or two, and then when the time comes, I simply give it to them. People are out here, not only holidays, they're out here rushing down the road. If you're going 70 miles an hour, they want to go 80. If you're doing 80, they want to do 90. And I don't know where people are rushing to.
I think a lot of them don't either.
Right.
Jim, I think a lot of people need to take a little bit of your advice and just slow down. Enjoy the moment.
Just slow down and take a look. You know, you're so busy worrying about the holidays, you don't have time to actually enjoy the moment that you're in right now.
Mm-hmm. Jim, how many grandkids do you have?
I have 15.
15.
So yep. You do need to plan ahead.
Yeah, you do need to plan ahead, isn't it?
You're not a proud grandfather or anything, are you?
Oh, yeah, I'm a great-grandfather also.
Jim, thank you very much for your call this morning.
That is so true, Jim, and others who are listening. That is what we're talking about, setting the pace. You setting the pace. You know, so many people look at doing their Christmas shopping, I know, the day after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're at the mall at 5:30 in the morning, ready to go in. A lot of people do that. A lot of people do that. And then there's other people say, I'm not going to fight that crowd. You know, and they begin Christmas shopping back in the summertime or mm-hmm. even in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Or as Jim said, all year long.
Or some people may just decide they're going to do all gift certificates this year.
And gift certificates work.
And
for a lot of people.
That can be handled different ways, probably so you don't even have to leave your home.
Mm-hmm. Especially if money is tight. If money is tight, it's better to spread it out over the year than it is to do it all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like George and Martha, a couple, always went to the state fair, and George always wanted to ride in the plane. The plane ride cost $10 to take him up, go around, come back down. And Martha said every year, George, that's $10, and $10 is $10. Well, things were tight, and so George understood, but he got up in years and finally said, Martha, I've got to ride this plane. I'm not getting any younger. And the pilot of the plane said, I tell you what, I'll take you both up. If you don't say anything for the whole trip, it'll be free. And so I said, okay. So got in the plane, took off, and this pilot just did barrel rolls and went way up and came way down and pulled out of the dive and didn't hear a peep, not a peep out of him. And came back down and landed on the ground, and the pilot said, I am impressed. Usually people just screaming their heads off. Said, George, what do you think about that? And he said, well, he said, I would have said something when Martha fell out, but $10 is $10.
Oh.
Money's tight for a lot of people. And so it's best to know how to spend it, how to plan to spend it, and not hurt people in the process mm-hmm. or get hurt in the process.
Right.
Well, as Jim was discussing, he had not only grandkids, but great-grandkids. And some of the things we can do to help our kids cope with holiday stress. One is to discuss holiday plans well in advance and include them in the planning process.
Mm, yeah.
That way they've got some sort of degree of control and predictability. A lot of the prolonged uncertainty and changing plans and last-minute decisions really hurts kids. It affects them.
Kids like to know what the structure is.
Mm-hmm.
And they also like to have a part of it, to be able to say, yeah, this is what I want to do. Or can I do?
Yeah.
Exactly, in the planning. Kids don't want to sit around and watch a bunch of grown-ups play dominoes. What are they going to do?
Yeah.
Right.
So be able to have them involved. Make sure kids get plenty of rest. It's exciting to stay up late and all of that, but if kids do not get the rest, they will become irritable, they'll become grumpy. As parents, then we tend to get on to them. Behaviors tend to come down and really put a lot of stress on families, on the parents and the children.
Right. And if the parent is also overtired, they're not going to be able to handle the child's behaviors as well.
That's exactly right. And I know even today, when my kids come home from school, one of the first things I do is put them down for a nap, because if I don't, we're going to have behavioral issues that evening.
Mm-hmm.
If they get the rest, it's amazing the difference.
Yeah.
Limit the time that kids spend watching TV alone or playing video games. Encourage them to get out and play with the kids, the grandkids, other cousins, nieces, nephews, whatever you have. Don't just veg out in front of a TV all the time. Don't promise things that we cannot produce. Don't promise a parent will be home for holidays if the decision is really outside your control.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that is so important to emphasize.
If someone's not going to be able to be there, don't try to compensate for the absence of someone else by just overdoing it in gifts. In all honesty, if a child is sad because someone's not going to get to be there, they need to be able to have that emotion. You can't make it go away. They have to get through it and work through it.
That's right. That's right. And really what they want is your time and attention. They don't want a lot of gifts. Overabundance of gifts is going to take away your time and attention.
Just give them a little bit of extra time. Uphold and maintain family traditions, even if the parents can't necessarily be there. It is important that these are things that are expected during the holidays. If one or two things are part of the family tradition, go ahead and do that. If you have a service member that's away overseas, you may even do this earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, have Christmas a couple weeks early, videotape it, and then send that tape to the servicemen. I guarantee, I know from experience, you get that videotape from home and you're not expecting it. It's right about the same time of the year. It just makes all the difference in the world. It's amazing how that can teleport you back to the living room.
Just reconnects.
Reconnect.
Yeah.
And then as an adult, parents, listen to this. Take care of yourselves. Do not get overloaded with obligations. If you feel stressed, increased pressure and tension, it will be there on your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're going to take the next few minutes and we'll just talk about just focusing on today, just for today. And let's slow down our lives. Let's slow down our pace. As Jim said a moment ago, let's just slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And just focus on some things that we can do just for today. Marty, would you share some of those with us?
Yes, I will. This actually is off the back cover of a 1947 issue of Ideals magazine. Some of you are no doubt familiar with the Ideals. They're just those lovely magazines filled with beautiful pictures and poetry and things. But this we found in my grandmother's belongings a number of years ago. And the thing that strikes me about it, there's no author, but it was true 60 years ago in 1947, and I think it's even more true today. It's titled Just for Today. Just for today, I will try to live through this day only, not to tackle my whole life problem at once. I can do things for 12 hours that would appall me if I had to keep them up for a lifetime. Just for today, I will be happy. This assumes that what Abraham Lincoln said is true, that, quote, most folks are about as happy as they make up their minds to be. Just for today, I will try to adjust myself to what is, and not try to adjust everything to my own desires. I will take my family, my business, and my luck as they come and fit myself to them. Just for today, I will take care of my body. I will exercise it, care for it, nourish it, not abuse nor neglect it, so that it will be a perfect machine for my bidding. Just for today, I will try to strengthen my mind. I will learn something useful. I will not be a mental loafer. I will read something that requires effort, thought, and concentration. Just for today, I will exercise my soul in three ways. I will do somebody a good turn and not get found out. I will do at least two things I don't want to do, as William James suggests, just for exercise. Just for today, I will be agreeable. I will look as well as I can, dress as becomingly as possible, talk low, act courteously, be liberal with praise, criticize not at all, nor find fault with anything, and not try to regulate nor improve anyone. Just for today, I will have a program. I will write down what I expect to do every hour. I may not follow it exactly, but I will have it. It will eliminate two pests, hurry and indecision. Just for today, I will have a quiet half hour all by myself and relax. In this half hour, sometimes I will think of God so as to get a little more perspective to my life. Just for today, I will be unafraid. Especially, I will not be afraid to be happy, to enjoy what is beautiful, to love, and to believe that those I love, love me. Isn't that great?
That is the life we always wanted.
That's exactly it.
Remember, it's your life.
It's your choice.
Make it a great one.